Now, this lady works so hard to help us with both Easter and Christmas plays over the last several years. She never likes anybody to recognize her. She doesn't want to get up and give a spiel, but that's too bad. Would you please welcome Mrs. Losley?
We love you. Thank you for coming. I want to take just a second to thank the kids who are in the play today. A couple weeks ago in Sunday school, when we were learning about Good King Wenceslas, I asked them why we do this, and one of them said to show off our skills, but most of them said they do it because they want to bring people here. And today you have packed the place, so good job. So good luck today, you'll do great. I hope you're blessed, and Good King Wenceslas.
Remember the words of the Lord Jesus said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." You've heard that verse before, haven't you? Of course you have. But I remember the first time I read it to Wenceslas. He was just a little tyke then, and like most children, he did not understand why giving could make you more happy than receiving. But he certainly learned quickly. Don't tell me you don't know who Wenceslas is. Come on, Good King Wenceslas? Oh, that's right. When you think of Christmas giving, you think of St. Nicholas or Santa Claus. But years before the legend of Santa Claus began, there lived a Christian king named Wenceslas. Wenceslas lived in a time when not many people were Christians about 1,000 years ago. King Wenceslas helped build churches and schools all over Central Europe and helped many, many people learn about Jesus. He certainly was one of my best students. Who am I? Well, I guess there's no reason you should know me. I'm a friar, which is kind of like a pastor or priest. But enough about me. King Wenceslas is who you're going to need to know about if you're going to understand the spirit of giving. Whenever I think of Wenceslas, I think of that one very special Christmas. The entire court had been invited to the castle for dinner. The knights and ladies-in-waiting were dressed in their finest clothes, and the banquet hall was decorated with holly and candles and a huge tree.
Christmas in the castle with garlands a-hanging, holly in the windows and candles a-glow. Christmas in the castle with loved ones around us, sharing the season that we all love so. Christmas in the castle with garlands a-hanging, holly in the windows and candles a-glow. Christmas in the castle with loved ones around us, sharing the season that we all love so.
Do you see him?
Not yet.
Do you think he'll have gifts?
Of course. King Wenceslas always has gifts.
It doesn't even have to be Christmas. He's such a generous king.
He's always giving.
He's here.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, King Wenceslas.
Now let's see. Who should get the first gift? How about one for Lady Emily?
Oh, thank you, Your Highness.
And for you, Sir Henry.
Merry Christmas, sire.
And this, my dear friar, is for your orphans.
Oh, Your Highness, you couldn't have chosen a better gift for me. It's just the right size, just the right color, and makes just the right sound.
Would you look at the smile on his face? You don't have any broken teeth, do you, Friar?
Of course not.
Good, because if you did, we'd have to call you a chipped monk. Get it? A chipped monk?
Giving really makes you happy, doesn't it, King Wenceslaus?
It certainly does. You see, Friar taught me the secret of giving a long time ago.
What's that?
To be a cheerful giver.
King Wenceslaus, where's your daughter?
Princess Wences? Oh, she'll be down shortly. She's probably upstairs practicing walking on her stilts.
On stilts?
Yes. She wanted to make sure everybody would call her Your Highness. Get it? Your Highness?
Friar, I want to be a cheerful giver, but I'm not rich like King Wenceslaus.
Oh, but you don't understand. Giving isn't just giving money or presents. It's giving yourself. You see, God gives us each something special to share with others. King Wenceslaus has been given great wealth, but Sir Henry has been given a keen mind, and Sir William is very strong. And you, Lady Elizabeth, have a beautiful voice. That's why Christmas is such a wonderful time, because it provides us with many opportunities to give.
Here's my daughter now.
Look at all my presents underneath the tree.
Can you believe how ungrateful she is?
Yes, and to think her father has given her everything she's ever needed.
Princess Wences, I finally figured out something you can keep and still give away.
Something I can give and still keep for myself?
Yes, a cold. You can give it away and still keep it.
Enough of your lame jokes, Dad. What'd you really get me for Christmas?
Here it is, but you know we can't open our gifts until after midnight.
Don't be so old-fashioned, Daddy. It's the 10th century.
Now, Wences, you should respect your father's wishes.
Look, I don't need some preacher in a bathrobe telling me what to do.
Wences!
Please, Daddy, just this one.
All right.
Finally.
I wonder what it is.
Maybe it's a snake.
It's my crown. Oh, I've waited all these years, and now it's finally mine. All mine.
Friar, how can she be so ungrateful?
You've done your best, my son, and someday she'll see the error of her ways.
I hope so. I really hope so.
Look, Friar, it's finally mine.
Yes, it's lovely, Wences, but it'd be even more lovely if you'd realize to whom it really belongs.
But it belongs to me.
No, not quite.
Everything that is his. All that's under and beside us, the Father has supplied us. God's still the owner, he's just loaning it, you see. Cause everything that is his. Animal or vegetable or mineral, it's his. Anything particular or general, it's his. Whatever you name, the Father can claim. Everything that is his. All that's under and beside us, the Father has supplied us. God's still the owner, he's just loaning it, you see. Cause everything that is his. Any wealth or riches you've inherited, it's his. Any gift or talent to be merited, it's his. A little or a lot, whatever you got. thunder and beside us, the Father has supplied us. God's still the owner, he's just loaning it, you see, 'cause everything that is his.
I don't care what you say, this crown is mine, and I'm going to my chambers to put it on.
Poor Wences, it must break his heart to have his own daughter treat him this way.
Yes. Why, look at him, just sitting there staring out the window at that peasant in the snow.
Maybe we could cheer him up.
Yes, but how?
Well, how about a joke? King Wenceslas loves jokes.
I know one, Wenceslas. What do you get when you dump ice cream under a drawbridge?
What?
A moat float. Your Highness, what does an octopus wear when it gets cold?
What?
A coat of arms. Sire, why did the friar sleep in the fireplace?
Why?
He wanted to sleep like a log.
Look, I really appreciate you guys trying to cheer me up, but I'm just too depressed about Wences.
What do we do now? We can't let this ruin his whole Christmas.
Maybe some music would help.
Yes, let's sing that song he taught us.
To give and receive, Jesus said long ago. Remember these words when it's joy that you seek. It is more blessed to give than receive. It is more blessed to
You know what? Giving does make you happier than receiving. So instead of sitting here feeling sorry for myself, I'm going to go do something for someone else. Sir William, that peasant girl in the snow, do you know where she lives?
Yes, sire.
Good. Help me take a basketful of food and an armful of firewood and we'll take it to her.
Yes, sire.
You know, Friar, it's going to be a wonderful Christmas after all.
Yes, Your Highness. A wonderful Christmas.
Good King Wenceslas went out on the Feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Therefore, Christian men, be sure, wealth or rank possessing, ye who now will bless the poor, share yourselves time blessing.
Friar, while the king is gone, why don't we practice our Christmas pageant?
That's a lovely idea.
Where's Daddy?
He took a basket of food and some firewood to a peasant girl.
You're kidding. In this weather?
I don't know why you're surprised. Your father has devoted his whole life to giving.
Yes, and I think it's foolish. Imagine a king traipsing along the countryside, giving to anyone and everyone. No other king's ever done that before.
Oh, but you're wrong, Princess. The greatest king who ever lived spent his whole life giving.
Well, I never knew him.
In that case, why don't you read the narration to our pageant? And you guys set up for the play.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
Sing a song of Bethlehem, of shepherds watching there. And on the news that came to them from angels in the air. The light that shone on Bethlehem fills the world today. Of Jesus' birth and peace on earth, the angels sing away.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
How silently, the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessing of its heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in.
And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
Shepherds from the world, sleep, 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 thou little child. Angels robed in white, seraphs shining bright, over and above the mighty Lord of light.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill toward men.
We can open our presents now.
More music.
Merry Christmas, Friar.
What?
I said Merry Christmas.
Yes, Wences. It is a Merry Christmas.
Everyone, I'd like to introduce young Sarah. It was so cold outside that I thought we would take her into the castle for the night.
Merry Christmas, Sarah.
Welcome to the castle.
Thank you, Your Highness, for the food, for the firewood, for everything.
Come, Sarah. I'm sure there's an extra present for you under the tree.
Princess Wences, you can open your gifts now.
No, thank you, Daddy. I'd like to give a gift of my own.
What?
Friar, this crown will mean more to you and your orphans than it will to me, but I'm not going to hand it.
Wences, I can't take your crown.
But I want to give something.
Wences, by offering your crown, you have given something far more valuable.
I don't understand.
God may want your crown someday, Wences, but today he wants you to give something else. He wants you to give the same gift he gave over 1,000 years ago.
But he gave his life.
Yes, and by offering your crown, I think you're ready to offer yours.
I am, Daddy. I am. And you know what? Giving really does make you happier than receiving.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin, good tidings of Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Okay, cast, would you all stand, please? Everyone stand, face the crowd. One more time, Mrs. Losley. Here we go, right here. How good is that? Thank you guys so much. What a great time. But you told me it was going to last for a long time. Now my 16 pages of sermon, no, weren't they great? We get to say Merry Christmas several times in this season. It's a good thing to say. It would be interesting to see what would happen if we kept saying Merry Christmas after Tuesday. People might look, what do you mean Merry Christmas? Well, Jesus has come, amen? We can get to say Merry Christmas a lot. The title for today's message is the sermon. It's the title and the sermon, so you are saved. It's Gloria Dios. How many of you think you know what Gloria Dios means? Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. With me all together. Praise the name of the Lord. Gloria Dios. Gloria Dios. All right. God bless you, church. Hope to see you all for fellowship afterwards and tomorrow night. For our wonderful Christmas Eve service. You're dismissed.